Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in our wonderful universe. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. And I am actually on the road right now. As you can see, this is not my usual office space, but I'm in beautiful Sedona right now because, like many of us, we're going through major things right now. And sometimes we just need to go to what I call our happy places. And Sedona and Mount Shasta are two of my happy places on earth. So I spend as much time as I can there. So the energy forecast is just beautiful outside. Everything's feeling deliciously yummy. And we're going to just carry on with our episode today. So we've been in a discovery series called Becoming Your Own Best Friend. And we're actually in part 4. And we're going to be talking about embracing boundaries. And, you know, what's really interesting about boundaries is that there's so much to it. When you say boundaries, everybody will have a different description of what that is for them. But hopefully today we will learn more about what personal boundaries are all about and why it's really important to have them and what it does for your overall well-being. So in this episode, we're going to journey towards setting healthy limits to reclaim control over our lives. And you will learn to distinguish between healthy boundaries that foster self-respect, boundaries or patterns that lead to resentment and burnout. And boy, we don't want more of that. Isn't that the truth? So let's just talk about what exactly are personal boundaries, okay? Personal boundaries are the limits and guidelines that we set for ourselves in relationships, interactions, and various situations like your work world, your personal world, your intimate world. They define the emotional, physical, and mental space that we require in order to feel safe, respected, and comfortable. These boundaries are crucial for maintaining healthy relationships and are there to establish what is acceptable and what is not in terms of behavior, communication, and interactions with others. And, you know, boundaries, personal boundaries vary from person to person, and they can encompass a wide range of aspects, including physical boundaries. And when we think about physical boundaries, sometimes we think about our property and putting a fence around our property. It can relate to physical touch, personal space, and space and privacy. For an example, some people may feel uncomfortable with certain types of physical contact and prefer to maintain a certain distance from others. I know some people aren't very comfortable getting massages or any type of body work, and that's a personal or physical boundary as well. And that varies from person to person. So it's good to be mindful of that with other people and just ask for permission. Is it okay if I touch you? Or instead of just automatically going in and touching somebody. Emotional boundaries, these involve the ability to separate one's emotions from those of others and protect oneself from emotional harm. Emotional boundaries may include knowing when to say no to requests that would drain one's emotional energy, as well recognizing and expressing one's own feelings and needs. So this, I'm speaking more to my empaths, intuitives, and highly sensitive people. Emotional boundaries are paramount, especially for those of us who are empaths, intuitives, and highly sensitive people, because for us, sometimes energetically, it's hard or it's a challenge to discern where we end and somebody else begins. So we're here, the other person's here, and what happens is that notice how the fingers get interlocked. The energies enmesh, so they're meshed together, so you don't know where you end and the other person begins. So that's an example of an emotional boundaries. And so we sometimes take on other people's stuff unconsciously without realizing we're doing it. So the key point is like learning how to become more conscious or more aware of what we're doing, then we can make a change and a shift. Intellectual boundaries, these pertain to respecting each other's thoughts, opinions, and ideas. It involves not crossing the line by belittling, dismissing, or invalidating somebody else's perspective. And that's really a hot topic right now in our society, because we are, especially here in the States, there's a lot of polarity with, you know, I look at it as black and white thinking. There's no shades of gray in between. It's like polarized. It's like, it's either good or bad. And the thing to remember, it could be good, bad, or something in between. That shade of gray between the black and the white is where all the possibilities are and all untapped potential is as well. Material boundaries are those that involve respecting others' possessions and belongings, as well as being responsible for one's own belongings. So what that means is respecting your property, respecting other people's property. For example, if for some odd reason you end up in the parking lot and somebody hits your vehicle and they just leave. So that is not good. That is not good at all, folks. It's like, you know, why would you want to be doing that? It's like having a moral compass. So when we are able to respect material boundaries, if you make a mistake or something, own up to it, fess up to it. A lot of people just ghost and they just disappear. And, you know, you created harm and you think that it's okay to not let somebody know. We have a problem in our society these days. It's our moral compass is tarnished, rusted, or it's not working. And we really need to dial that in and just, you know, be responsible and take ownership for the things that we are doing and not dish it and think it's somebody else's problem. Time boundaries, another big one, and it relates to how we allocate our time and the expectations we set around it. It includes being able to say no to commitments that would overextend one's time and be respectful of others' times, commitments as well. This is another thing where sometimes we just say we're invited to something and we may not like to say no. We're always saying yes. And then we live to, after we commit to it, it's like, why did I say yes? I really don't want to be there and stuff like that. So don't be afraid to say no and just, you know, step into your power. And it doesn't make you a bad person by setting a boundary. If you don't have the time, maybe paraphrase when you're on a conversation with somebody who has a tendency to really take on your time. It's just say, hey, I have 5 minutes I could spend with you, and then I have to move on. What can I help you with? So when you're setting a boundary, you're setting a time limit so you don't get sucked into a conversation or a situation where it's really sucking the life out of you and blowing away your time. So it's all good. So establishing and maintaining personal boundaries is essential for self-care, fostering healthy relationships, and persevering one's overall well-being. It you know, requires self-awareness, assertiveness, and clear communication with others. So, you know, it's important. So we kind of have the bigger picture of what, you know, personal boundaries are. And as you could tell, they're all individualized because each one of us is individual. And we've all had different experiences that gotten us to this point in time on our life path. So what profound impact do boundaries have on one's well-being? Well, they have a profound effect on your overall well-being. They're kind of tied together. It's tied to your self-respect and self-worth. When you're setting and maintaining boundaries, it communicates to yourself and others that you value yourself and your needs. It reinforces a sense of self-respect and self-worth, which are foundational for overall well-being. When we respect ourselves enough and we feel that we are worthy, those are foundational pieces that set the stage for how others respond and treat us as well. Because remember, it all starts with ourselves first. Self-love, self-respect, self-worth. It all starts here first within. It's not outside here. No, somebody does not do anything to you. You do it to yourself. And I know that might be the first time somebody's hearing this, but it's true. We choose what we decide to do moment by moment. Sometimes it appears that we don't, but if you reel it back, we always make a choice. Maybe it's an unconscious choice you're making that's been running the show. It's a belief or something that may have happened prior that you think it's going to be the same way over and over. That's a belief and it's running the show. And so if you think something's going to come out badly, guess what? You're feeding that energy unconsciously and you're going to continue to create that. We are incredible manifestors, people. We create amazing things. And sometimes we get witness to what we don't want to create because that's probably where the bulk of our unconscious attention is. So it's time to waken up into consciousness, come from sleeping to awakening so we could work with those things. Your emotional health is another thing that boundaries have an impact on. Healthy boundaries protect you from emotional harm by preventing others from infringing upon your emotions or manipulating you. They allow you to prioritize your own feelings and needs, which is essential for emotional well-being. So for some of us who are empaths, intuitives, and highly sensitive people, our emotional health sometimes is tied to what other people think or how you're feeling other people's stuff and you think it's your own stuff, but in essence it's not. But also those people who are of the narcissistic tendencies. These are the people who kind of prey on people like us, that that we're an easy target for them. So once you become more aware of that, you're able to do some discerning and to allow yourself to step into your personal power and to say no and mean it. Also, reduce stress. That's one of the benefits of setting boundaries. Clear boundaries reduce stress by providing structure and predictability in relationships and interactions. When you know what is acceptable and what is not, you can navigate situations with greater ease and confidence, leading to reduced stress levels. This is essential too, because we have a tendency to become stressed out and anxious. And this is for my control fiends out there and those perfectionists. It's like if it's not perfect, you try to control the bejeebers out of it to try to bring it into control. And in essence, it's creating a chaotic mayhem and increases your stress level. So the one thing to remember, there are things that you have no control over, and just to come to peace with that and just sometimes use the word trust. Just trust that something else better is happening. And to me, that's like a comfort word when I start going down the rabbit hole of trying to figure something out and starting to go to the worry thing. Just focus on the word trust. It has an essence to it. And it's kind of funny because on my trip out here, it's like a 4 or 5 hour, 5 hour, 6 hour trip. That's more realistic. And, but for me, I'm in my zone. So, and I was going down the rabbit hole of thinking about something, and all of a sudden the truck in front of me had this word trust on it. So I looked up and I saw it. I was like, ah, yes, trust. So the universe will provide you with the information that you need. You just have to trust. So that is the word for the day. So we're going to be moving on to our first break of the show. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're talking about embracing boundaries today. So see you when you come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We've been talking about embracing boundaries today on the Dr. Dolores Show, and it's part of a five-part series. We're in part four on Becoming Your Own Best Friend, a self-discovery series. And before break, we were talking about the profound impact boundaries have on our well-being. And I shared something about my experience traveling up to Sedona this trip about seeing signs. And Sarah pipes in here, thanks, you have such cool experiences. And she also asks, is that what you call being in the flow? Yes, indeed, because you are just in the flow. You are relaxed enough that you're able to be aware. When you're aware, you're in your body, you're in your physical body, you're present, you're right here, right now. And even though you're planted in your body, your awareness is expanded. So you're able to see beyond the blinders that many of us carry because you are in a bigger, your energy field is in a bigger, you know, arena or an area. And so, yes, when you're able to tap into being in the flow, this is where you get to witness different things because you're allowing yourself and you're able to receive the information because you're more expanded, being in the blind, you know, in your head with the blinders on and missing all these wonderful opportunities. So we talked about reduced stress. It also increases our self-awareness, and how appropriate, we were just talking about that. Establishing boundaries requires introspection and self-awareness to understand your own needs, limits, and preferences. This process of self-reflection fosters personal growth, development, and contributing to our overall well-being. Healthy relationships are another thing that have a profound impact on boundaries for our well-being. Boundaries are essential for fostering healthy, mutual, respectful relationships. They help maintain a balance of power and ensure that relationships are based on quality and mutual understanding rather than coercion and manipulation. And I know for me, recently I've had this issue happen with a colleague of mine at the hospital. He's an anesthesiologist, and he's quite a few years younger than me, and he is always like in my space trying to get a rise out of me. And I'm like, trying to push my buttons, and I keep having to remind him. I said, you need to stay in your lane because you're crossing a line here and it's not appropriate. And I've said that so many times that he still doesn't get it, but it's like I decide to say that, and I just send a lot of love and compassion to him. And it's like, really, what I'm doing is really none of your business and concern, and you need to stay in your lane. And if that you find that's a problem, then we're going to have to discuss that with your superior, because I'm finding it to be very disrespectful, distractive, and very just mean-spirited. So anyway, that's why it's really important to set boundaries. And for those of us who are not comfortable doing that, it's going to be baby steps, growing and taking a step and just, dipping your toe in the pool and then being able to take a dive later. So just give yourself the grace and the self-compassion to do that, and set those boundaries for yourself, because if you don't do it, nobody else is going to do it for you. Another thing that boundaries, profound impact of boundaries have on our well-being, it protects us from burnout. Setting boundaries around time, energy, and commitments helps prevent burnout by ensuring that you allocate resources in a sustainable way. It allows you to prioritize self-care and prevent exhaustion or overwhelm. And it kind of circles back for me about the time, we just lived through a pandemic, COVID, and the last 4 years have been interesting, to say the least. And being in a hospital setting has been where I work there part-time 2 days a week to assist in surgery, in addition to the coaching and everything else that I do, because I like what I do and I like the ability to give back energetically, but also be present so that I could learn and grow as well too. So protection from burnout, what was happening during the COVID thing, of course, our staffing was not stellar. And the expectation was is that they really put upon the staff to work overtime and to, just kept nagging at him and nagging at him. And I had to pull a group of colleagues away, and I said, you can't, it's okay for you to say no. If you are exhausted and cannot do a good job, don't give your power away to something outside of yourself. Step into your power, set a boundary. But they make me feel guilty, and it's like, okay, if that's the case, we need to look at why you feel that way when you stand up for yourself. You feel the guilty, you humiliated and shame. So we did role playing, and so this was really funny because I would ask one of theirs, okay, so Sue, can you stay over tonight? And she's over there, no, I can't. And she would walk away. And so the next person came, and I said, so Mary, can you stay extra just to finish the case? No, I can't. I'm sorry. I got to pick up my kids. And she just walked away. And then they said that to me. And Dolores, can you say? I said, no, I cannot. And I need to, without even saying, and just walk away. What was happening was that they didn't know, they weren't giving themselves permission to say no. So if this happens to you, I invite you to give yourself permission to say no. And if people try to bully you, shame you, harass you, just say no and just walk away, because you don't owe them any explanation. This is about setting boundaries. And I believe that a lot of boundaries were violated during the whole COVID thing in the name of taking care of the bigger picture. Well, you know what? If you don't take care of yourself, you're part of the bigger picture. Nobody's going to take you burn yourself out, there's going to be nobody to take care of anybody. So this is about self-care. So it also helps improve communication. Establishing clear boundaries requires effective communication skills, including assertiveness and clarity. It's not being aggressive, being it's assertive, okay? By practicing communication and boundary setting, you enhance your ability to express yourself and assert your needs in all areas of your life, which contributes to healthier relationships and overall well-being. I tell a lot of my coaching clients is sometimes this is a very difficult conversation for people, because automatically we want to jump into our heads and try to figure out what we're going to say. When we do that, believe it or not, we step out of being in the present moment. I'm going to invite you to try something different. If you have to have a communication with somebody that probably, you know, you're trying to figure out what to say, I'm going to invite you not to try to figure out what to say. I'm going to invite you to just get grounded in your body and allow your voice to come from your heart space. Okay. When you are speaking from the heart space, you are in the present moment and you will say the right thing that needs to be said without jumping out of that and going to your head and analyzing what you're going to say. You are speaking from your heart. When you speak from your heart, you will always say the right thing. It's almost as if you're getting channeled information that just comes through you. So I invite you to experiment with that. Next time you have to have a communication with somebody, it's about how we deliver it, okay? Delivering the message is key. We all could deliver the same message different ways. Some of us are just really timid. Some of us are like assertive, aggressive. And we want to be able to come from a space where when you are in your heart space, you will say it with the right intonation and the right flow. When we get triggered, guess what happens? We jump from here and go here, and then we just go off on a tangent based on something that probably happened, you know, in another time and place, and we just spew out stuff. When we jump into our head, we're going into projection mode, and we don't want to be doing that to other people. So in essence, boundaries serve as protective barriers that safeguard your well-being, promote self-respect and self-awareness, and foster healthy relationships and communication. They are essential. They are an essential part of a balanced and fulfilling life. So, you know, we talked about what personal boundaries are and how it's important to have them for your overall well-being and health. But, you know, what are some of the ways that we could distinguish between healthy boundaries that foster self-respect and unhealthy patterns that lead to resentment and burnout? So it's interesting to distinguish between that aspect, because it's like being on a tightrope, okay, right in the middle, where it's either being way too much or way too little. One of the most important things to remember and to differentiate between the two is self-awareness. Healthy boundaries are rooted in self-awareness and a clear understanding of your own needs, values, and limits. So awareness, being aware of what you need in order to feel safe, secure, and calm and serene. Take time to reflect on your emotions, your preferences, and your boundaries. Now, unhealthy patterns often arise when you ignore or suppress your own needs in favor of others' expectations or desires. So I'm talking to my codependents out there, my perfectionists, and also my controllers. When we, you know, suppress our needs at the expense of others, you're not actually helping the person. You're actually taking away from their educational opportunities in the name of you trying to fix it for them. So we got to stop that. The codependency issues we need to be aware of if you're one of those that has a tendency to put other people first or try to rescue people. It's about you putting the mirror up and the reflection's back on you. It's time for you to rescue yourself and help yourself. So with that in mind, we need clarity and assertiveness. Healthy boundaries are communicated clearly and assertively. You express your needs, preferences, and limits directly without guilt or apology. And we kind of talked a little bit about that. It's really nobody's business what you do unless you make it their business. So please, that's a boundary. You don't have to explain yourself or justify your existence. You're a sovereign being. You have a right to be here and to express what you need to do for your own self-care. So we're getting ready next break. I can't believe it's all that time already. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show with your host, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we're talking about embracing boundaries today as part of our Becoming Your Own Best Friend, a self-discovery series. So we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. We're broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona today. I'm on the road once again. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. Can you feel the energy of Sedona? It's just delicious. So before the break, we were talking about how you could discern between what's healthy boundaries and what's not healthy boundaries. And it's about being self-aware, being clear and assertive. And also it's about respecting others. And we're going to talk about this a little bit. And then I'm going to take you into a guided meditation so you could experience what sound boundaries would feel like. The respect for others is huge. And I think it's a two-way street. Knowing that, you know, a lot of times we impose what we think other people should do. And I'm just bringing me back to a story that I have a cat named Gracie, and I was getting ready to get her into her little carrier to go to the vet, and she wasn't having anything of that. In fact, she didn't want to go at all. And in fact, when I picked her up, she scratched the heck out of my fingers and she peed all over me. This animal was setting a strong boundary, but I chose to ignore it, right? How often people set boundaries and we ignore them? Something to think about, because this happens more than you realize. And for me, it was a huge epiphany. It's like, oh my God, this animal was setting a boundary with me, but I had my own agenda. And so the cat won. I didn't have to take her to the vet, but I did have the vet come to the home. But anyway, that's something to think about, because there are times in our life where we project what we think is best for everybody else, and we're interfering with their set boundaries. So with that in mind, let's go into a guided meditation. So I'm just going to invite you to find a comfortable and quiet space where you won't be disturbed for the next 5 minutes. You could either sit down or lie down in a relaxed position with your back straight and your hands resting comfortably. Now take a few deep breaths, inhaling slowly through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. With each breath, feel yourself becoming more present and relaxed. There's really nothing to do. It's about allowing. Now bring your awareness to your body. Notice any sensations you may be feeling. The weight of your body on the chair or the floor, the temperature of the air against your skin, any areas of tension or relaxation. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, imagine a bubble forming around you, extending from your body to create a protective boundary. Visualize this boundary as a shimmering, translucent sphere of light surrounding you with a sense of safety and security. Now focus on your senses, starting with your hearing. Begin to notice the sounds around you, the hum of the environment, the rustle of the leaves, the distant traffic, or the sound of your own breath. As you listen to these sounds, remind yourself that you are separate from them, like an observer watching clouds passing in the sky. You are not defined by the sounds around you. They simply exist in your environment. With each breath, feel yourself becoming more rooted in your own space, more connected to your own inner world. Now bring your awareness to your thoughts and emotions. Notice any thoughts or feelings that arise within you, worries, fears, or distractions. Just like the sounds around you, acknowledge these thoughts and feelings without judgment, allowing them to come and go like passing clouds in the sky. Remember that you have the power to choose which thoughts and emotions you engage with, just as you have the power to choose how you interact with sounds around you. With each breath, feel yourself strengthening your inner resolve, your sense of self, and your ability to maintain healthy boundaries. Now take a moment to express gratitude for yourself and for the boundaries you've set. Acknowledge the importance of self-care, self-respect, and maintaining these boundaries. When you're ready, slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Stretch your body gently and open your eyes. Take one final deep breath, and as you exhale, release any tension or stress you may be holding onto. Know that you can return to this space of calm and clarity whenever you need to. Thank yourself for taking this time for self-care and reflection, and slowly return to your day carrying with you the strength and resilience of your healthy boundaries. So are you back? Welcome back. It's always calming and quiet after a meditation. It's almost as if you're still integrating the process. So what we know as far as what boundaries are and are not, self-care, healthy boundaries prioritize self-care and well-being. This is an example of self-care, doing a guided meditation. You recognize the importance of taking care of your physicality, emotionality, and mentality, spirituality, but also your multidimensional selves and your ancestral lineage as well. Unhealthy patterns may involve neglecting self-care in favor of meeting others' demands, which leads to exhaustion and resentment. And over time, believe it or not, it also can make you physically ill. Having flexibility. Healthy boundaries are flexible and adaptive to changing circumstances or needs. You can adjust your boundaries as necessary while prioritizing your well-being. Unhealthy patterns may involve rigid boundaries that are resistant to change or adaptation, leading to conflict, resentment when situations evolve. How many of us have those things in our life where it's like you're so dug in with your heels that it's like the defiant child that folds its arms in front of you, heels dug in, and you're not moving, and you're being rigid and not flowing. So I think the takeaway here is just to be more flexible. And the other thing that is important to remember too, with discerning between healthy and unhealthy boundaries, is the awareness of red flags. Pay attention to red flags or warning signs of unhealthy boundaries, such as feeling constantly drained, resentful, or exploited in relationships. Trust your instincts and seek support or guidance if you notice patterns that are detrimental to your well-being. And, you know, I almost want to say it's not just red flags, it's yellow flags, the caution ones that go up too. Green flags are go, you know, it's like the yellow ones are like that area that's between, you know, green and red that are like questionable, but you know, sometimes we have a tendency to ignore those, and they also lead to being red flags. So when we, you know, I think we're our own barometer, and it's important to know this, because if it's a feel thing, if something feels off for you, trust your instincts on that. If it feels too good to be true, trust your instincts on that. If it's draining you, or you're feeling resentful, or are you feeling taken advantage of, trust that, because that's your barometer, setting it off for you, your warning system that something is not, you know, aligned, kosher, or probably for your highest or best good. So just be aware of that, and don't be afraid to set a boundary, because so many of us want things to happen so badly that we ignore the red flags and then we live to pay for it later. So it's important to really make that a priority for ourselves. So, you know, what makes discernment a challenge with personal boundaries? And we're going to just touch on this briefly and maybe get into it a little more when we return. But our society and culture has expectations. And I always say this, it's like, who made this rule up? Why are we doing this? Are you giving your power away to something outside of yourself where you should be looking within? Our personal history and experiences sometimes interfere with things. We might have the fear of conflict or rejection, or we're guilted or shamed, or we have what we call boundary ambiguity, where boundaries can be nuanced and context dependent, making it challenging to discern the appropriate boundaries to set in different situations. Without clear guidance or understanding, individuals may feel it difficult to navigate boundary setting effectively. Or maybe we just have, or probably not feeling so good about ourselves and we have low self-esteem. So these are all things that kind of interfere with setting healthy boundaries. So when we return, we're going to kind of wrap it up and talk about our last topic of this series a little bit as a segue. So you're listening to The Dr. Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network talking today about embracing boundaries. See you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Broadcasting from lovely Sedona once again. It's Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we are talking about embracing boundaries today as part of my five-part series on becoming your own best friend. And before break, we did a meditation to get you to experience what it's like to set boundaries and have a boundary bubble around you. And I invite you to go back and listen to that and utilize that whenever you need to. We can prioritize our well-being and boundaries. Well, let me back up for a second. I'm going to give you three takeaways from this episode that I'm hoping that you will be able to embrace and take in on your own. Self-care reinforces boundaries. When we prioritize our well-being through self-care practices, such as adequate rest, exercise, healthy eating, stress management, we become more attuned to our needs and limits. This heightened self-awareness makes it easier to recognize when boundaries are being crossed and to assertively communicate our needs to others. And remember, the key word is assertively, not aggressively. It's about being in your heart space when you communicate those words. That's meaning you're standing in your power because you're in the present moment and you're speaking your truth and it's radiating through your voice from your heart. Just imagine the speaking from your heart, the energy and the vocalization is coming from this space. Boundaries, number two, boundaries protect our well-being. Establishing clear boundaries is a form of self-protection that safeguards our emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual well-being and health. By setting boundaries around our time, energy, emotions, and personal space, we create a buffer against stress, overwhelm, and burnout. Prioritizing our well-being involves recognizing the importance of these boundaries and actively enforcing them to preserve our health and happiness. Boundaries are key. Setting boundaries are the essential, and it should be in your toolkit of learning how to do that and doing that with a lot of grace and ease as you continue to do that, where it's not even a question. You are so dialed in and tuned into who you are that you know your inner barometer is talking at you. Maybe sometimes it's screaming at you what your next steps are. Lastly, healthy relationships thrive on mutual respect. When we prioritize our well-being through boundary setting, it fosters healthier relationships built on mutual respect, understanding, and trust. When we assertively communicate our boundaries and uphold them consistently, that means we're not wishy-washy, we are consistent in our boundaries, we cultivate relationships in which our needs are valued and honored. And that's so important. We all want to be valued, honored, respected, but it starts with us. We need to let people know what our boundaries are. This creates a supportive environment where both parties can thrive and grow together. So in summary, when we prioritize our well-being, not only makes boundary setting easier, but it also reinforces the importance of boundaries in preserving our health, fostering healthy relationships, and promoting overall happiness and fulfillment. So some last words to leave you with maintaining healthy boundaries. Remember these words of wisdom. Know your worth. You are deserving of respect, care, and consideration, and trust yourself to recognize your boundaries are being tested when they are, and to have the courage to assertively communicate and help uphold them. Balance compassion with self-preservation. That while it's important to be empathic and understanding towards others, it's equally vital to prioritize your own well-being. Strive for a balance between compassion for others, self-preserving your own needs are met too. So compassion for self and compassion for your self-preservation. Embrace growth and learning. Setting and maintaining boundaries is a continual process of growth and discovery. Be open to learning from your experiences. This is important. This is where you're going to get your gold nuggets and your wisdom. This is how you're going to gain your wisdom too. Remember, you are not alone, and seek support and be surrounded by trusting friends. And lastly, be gentle with yourself. Setting boundaries can be challenging, and it's okay to make mistakes. Remember, baby steps. Be gentle with yourself. Practice self-compassion and celebrate your progress and achievements, no matter how small they seem. In honoring your boundaries, you honor yourself. May your journey be guided by self-respect, compassion, and the courage to prioritize your well-being. So that kind of summarizes it for today. And next week, our talk is going to be Thriving in Self-Love. It's the final episode of the self-discovery series, Becoming Your Own Best Friend. And what we're going to talk about is through insight, discussions, and guided exercises. I will encourage listeners to celebrate their unique qualities and experiences. Drawing from my expertise in holistic healing and personal development, I'm going to offer practical strategies to overcome self-doubt and embrace one's true self. Throughout the episode, we're going to share about stories about resilience, illustrating the power of self-love and overcoming challenges and embracing one's full potential. From practicing self-compassion to embracing vulnerability, we're going to take a path towards greater self-awareness and inner peace. So join us next week in this illuminating episode of Thriving in Self-Love and embark on a journey towards embracing your unique qualities and cultivating profound self-acceptance on the Dr. Dolores Show. So as we wrap up today, it's just a reminder that we are all here on this journey, and we're here to make a difference in our world. And the first step to making a difference in this world is to look at ourselves and make a difference within ourselves, because it all starts with us first. And I know that's a hard thing for some of you to wrap your mind about and around, but it's the truth. When you're able to step into your power, be in the present moment, learn to laugh at yourself, allow yourself the grace of what we label as a mistake, they're only learning opportunities, and just are kind and compassionate to self, we are on our journey. That's all we could do. Those are our tools in our knapsack. So signing off here from beautiful Sedona, feel the energy, and we're going to be starting next week embracing, putting it all together, and just making the differences within ourselves. So just remember, you are worth it. I love you, and stay tuned and see you next week. Have a great week in between. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.